Grammatica, Episode 3. Dutch spelling isn't a museum of history the way English spelling is. It's a machine. Give it a word and it tells you how long the vowels are. Every time, with no exceptions worth worrying about. Here's the whole machine. Everything rests on one idea. A syllable is closed if it ends in a consonant, and open if it ends in a vowel. Listen to two words. Man. So. Man ends in a consonant, so it's closed. Zo ends in a vowel, so it's open. That's the entire foundation. When you build a longer word, you need to know where one syllable ends and the next begins. Two consonants between vowels. You cut between them. One consonant between vowels. That consonant jumps forward and starts the next syllable. Listen to the three carves. Menin. Bomen. Meyenin. That single consonant jump is the important one. And it isn't arbitrary. It's just how mouths chop up speech. A consonant would rather start a syllable than end one. Babies babble ma, ma, never am, am. From that, two spelling rules follow, and they're mirror images. Rule 1. Short vowels can only live in closed syllables. So take man with its short vowel. Make it plural, add en, and you'd risk mahanen, which opens the syllable and stretches the vowel. To stop that, you double the consonant. Man, manen. The extra consonant is a wall. It keeps the syllable shut and the vowel short. Rule 2. Long vowels are written with two letters in a closed syllable, but only one letter in an open syllable. Take mayen, moon, with its long doubled vowel. Make it plural, and it carves into mayen. That first syllable is now open, and an open syllable already means long. So the second letter becomes redundant, and you drop it. Man, manen. The length didn't disappear. It's carried by the shape of the syllable now, instead of by an extra letter, which gives you this slightly spooky result. Manen, with one consonant in the middle, means moons. Manen, with two, means men. One letter is doing the entire job of telling moons apart from men. And you can hear it. Mane. Manne. Mane. Manne. Long and open, then short and shut. Misdouble a consonant and you haven't made a typo. You've written a different word. The principle underneath both rules is this. Never spell what the structure already tells you. A closed syllable is short by default, so a long vowel there has to be marked with a doubled letter. An open syllable is long by default, so one letter is enough. Dutch is frugal. It refuses to spend a letter on information the syllable is already carrying. And that's why, unlike English, you can read a Dutch word you've never seen before and know exactly how long its vowels are. Carve the syllables. Check open or closed. The vowels fall out. The machine doesn't lie to you. Today's Brugel proverb. Water naar de zee dragen. Water naar de zee dragen. Literally, to carry water to the sea. Meaning, pointless effort, doing something already abundantly done. And there's a spelling footnote hiding in it. Z keeps both its letters, even at the end of the word, because a single final E in Dutch is reserved for the flat E sound. Example. Hem overtuigen is water naar de zee dragen. Convincing him is carrying water to the sea. That's episode 3. Fijne dag nog!